How does this sound? Can everybody hear okay?
Yes.
Anybody can't? Just do this. Be here now. This is something that we all know how to be, to do. It's just our natural way of being. So this first movement of meditation is really quite simple. And as Terry pointed out to us last year, being here now is really what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is simply just being here now. So what is it that we're being? So first, you know, what we're being is a human being. We're constructing a healthy sense of self in relationship with life and this great mystery of life that moves through us. And where we're learning to respond and be with it, connected to and in harmony with life, just as it is. But we're also remembering, or maybe it's uncovering or discovering, our essential true nature, our Buddha nature. It's the aspect of ourself that knows no separation. It's the unconditioned, unbecome, perfect, whole, and complete aspect that is beyond thought, it's beyond words, but it has a suchness, it has a felt sense. And some of those feelings are feelings of great love and compassion, equanimity. Just being perfect, whole, and complete. So we weave these two aspects together, our humanity with our essential true nature. And we do come in being, as being, into wholeness and perfection. It's the preciousness of life being manifested through us, as us. Being here. So the question you could ask yourself is, where am I? Well, I'm not over there. I'm not somewhere else. I'm just here. In this location, in this body, in this environment, here is where life happens. Here is where our experience happens. And when does it happen? Now. It doesn't happen in the past or the future, but right now. Timelessness. Being here now, our thinking settles down. And as our thinking settles down, a sense of ease arises. And with that sense of ease, being here now, it's a familiar feeling. We've all done it before. You know, sometimes you're in between chores and you have a few minutes to just stop and settle. And you're not doing anything. Maybe you're sitting out in your deck or you're out in the forest and you're just simply being. Not doing anything. And as you're just being in that moment, in that place, it's such a familiar feeling. It's like coming home to ourselves. And in that, as being, there's a sense that everything's okay. And we feel connected with life. Life moving through us. Notice all the ways right now life is moving through you. Being here, perhaps sounds, or thoughts, sensations. As being, there's a feeling of wholeness. Is there anything you need to do to make this moment more whole than what it is? And as being, notice how all these things that are arising are arising within your awareness. And you're not doing anything, you're just being awake. What else is there? all these things that are arising. They rise, they unfold, they pass away. And we're just watching. We're just aware. And one of the things you might notice that you're aware of is a part of you that says, oh, I'm doing this. But this I, me, my, it's not always there. It's just another movement within our awareness. It too arises and passes away. And you're just noticing, being aware of all these movements. Rest here for a few minutes, being spacious in this location of where you are. Ask yourself, can you find in this space, can you find an innermost location? Or an outermost boundary? Or as being, is there just a sense of boundlessness, openness, spaciousness? Here, now, an easy feeling of being. As being, Notice your foundation. Turn your attention to sensing the body. Your contact points. And the easy feeling of being. Turn your attention to your shoulders. Let them drop down away from the ears and feel the weight of your arms into the palms of your hands. And the easy feeling of being. Sensing the skin on your face. And the easy feeling of being. Sounds all around you. And the easy feeling of being. We find our attention can be in two places at once. In sensation and in being. Open your eyes and notice light and color. And the easy feeling of being here, relaxed, aware. life just arising and passing away within this easy feeling of being. As you practice, being begins to permeate our life and the world around us. And it has that felt sense of ease, of being here now. And it begins to dissolve a sense of separation between ourselves and the world. And we find that sometimes our attention becomes absorbed in something and our sense of being moves away. Until that thing is done, and then our attention becomes available again. And it moves back into the foreground of just being. With being, the discursive narrative mind settles down, and the working mind is still present, and the present-centered network is here. And being just permeates, it's like a perfume, it's a fragrance. It has a suchness, just a feeling, an easy feeling of being. Here's a quote from Almas or Hamid about being. He says, being ourselves is a delight. It's an intimacy. It's a genuineness, a preciousness. It is indescribable how satisfying it feels to us. But what I want to point out here is the fact that being ourselves implies a gentleness. When we are being ourselves, we feel intimate. We feel close to ourselves. Our heart is open. Our mind is open. Our soul is settled. There's no sense of thickness or contraction or inner agitation or fighting with ourselves. We experience an inner unity that feels peaceful and relaxed and connected. So we're going to move into a period of mindful movement, which could look like yoga, but it's not really yoga. It's taking the different postures and feeling, sensing our bodies and the feeling of being. So in this type of movement, the reason it's different from yoga is there's no striving. You're not trying to accomplish anything. If you're striving, you're not here. You're over there, where you want to go. So you're just being here. And oftentimes in yoga, we can be comparing ourselves to ourselves or to another person. And then we're not here either. Or oftentimes we can judge ourselves. And we're not allowing ourselves to be as we are. So in this movement, there's no correct form. There's no right way or wrong way. It's uniquely your own. And you're just using the postures to find out for yourself what is true for you. What are you really feeling? And can you allow it to be just as it is in your awareness? With kindness. How intimate can you be with what you're sensing and feeling? So it's not so much about what we are doing, but the way in which you are doing it. With tenderness, with kindness. And with honoring where we are. So as you know, sometimes where we are isn't where we want to be. So then it's allowing that, noticing that, oh, this is not what I want. And as you be with that truth, something else arises. Maybe it's compassion or some clarity or some other way of being with it. So the invitation is to just be with yourself. One thing I just wanted to mention is that at some point you might do the movements without actually physically moving your body. To just do the movements with your energy body. So watch your thoughts around this of just moving without moving, but to just visualize and feel your body moving. There's a great practicality of learning this for our life. It's something you can do in times of injury or illness, or at some point, we all will be at the place where our physical bodies won't do what we want them to do. But studies have shown that you can keep the pathways of movement going through the energy body. You can actually strengthen yourself energetically. So you build the capacity to move without actually moving. You could do this sometime on the airplane. Just sitting in your seat, not moving. So, spreading out. If you have a yoga mat, and if you don't, that's fine.